Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They had an interesting discussion right there at the end of the show. I was going to actually start with football. We got Brian Batko. It's 6:20, but they had a very interesting discussion right there about the Tampa Rays. I was going to get to it later in the show, and I still will, but the fact that Tampa has done what they've done. See, one of the things that all of these baseball arguments usually hurt my head because people frame them the way they want to frame them. I mean, Neil Huntington was the king of, and Rob Manfred is the king of. Well, the Dodgers have spent all this money, and the Yankees have spent all of this money, and how much have they won over the last 10 years? Framing it as if you don't win the World Series, somehow you're not having success. The difference is the Dodgers have won, what, 7 or 8 division titles in the last 9 years, something like that. The Dodgers and the Yankees are, you know, in the playoffs a ton. They're there. Once you get to the playoffs, a lot of things can happen as to why you're, you know, the Dodgers, I think it's just become a mental thing now. But every year they've been good enough to win the World Series. The smaller market teams aren't and haven't been, except for Tampa in some ways. I went back and looked since 2008. So that's 10 years after Tampa came into existence. Since 2008. Tampa's had 9 seasons with a winning record. They've won 3 division titles in a division where there's a lot of really big market, big money, big spending teams. They've won 3 times. They've been to the playoffs 6 times. They've had, I think, 6 90-win seasons. So what has been their secret? Because they don't spend. They if you look at payroll every year, go look at annual payroll. They haven't really even spent as much as the Pirates most years. I mean, they've had a number of years they've been behind the Pirates. But here's why they should give hope on one hand, and here's why they don't give any hope on the other. They give hope because they can continue to win despite turning over their roster, despite selling off players, despite not being able to pay for stars to stay around. And the reason is because they do everything else really, really, really well. Everything else really well. They draft extremely well. They always seem to have young guys that are really, really good. Their international scouting is really good. Their development is really good. And when they make trades, they make good trades. Trades where they trade players away that other teams might want and turn them into prospects that eventually become really good players or are on the verge of becoming really good players. I mean, forget about the Tyler Glasnow trade. That was just basically stealing three players, actually, from Neil Huntington. So, you know, as much as I would love to say let's give them a lot of credit for that, that trade was so bad, I almost have to say you give the credit and the blame to Neil Huntington for being such a buffoon. I mean, that trade was so stupid. But if you look at what they've done over the years in terms of trading players, turning them into a couple of prospects, and then those prospects become decent players for him. They've been really good at that. They've also been good at taking players who are young, developing them, and getting four or 5 years out of them before they have to trade them or move them for somebody else. Those are the things that make a small market team able to compete. Oakland has been similar, too. Oakland hasn't quite had, some of the playoff success that Tampa has, but at the end of the day, Oakland is similar in that they're able to continue to find younger players, trade away guys right when they're going to become free agents or whatever, turn them into prospects who they become good players. And, every so often the A's will actually go for it a little bit. Maybe they'll trade a prospect or two away to try and maybe get, bring somebody in on a rental at the halfway point of a season where they think they have a shot. That, to me, is why the Rays are different, though, than the Pirates. And the only thing they have in common is that they're both small market teams. That's it. They're both small market teams. But guess what? They also have very little else in common. Now, that being said, we have to give this group with Ben Cherington and company a chance because maybe they'll be like Tampa. Maybe they'll be really good at developing things the way they develop them. Maybe they'll be really, really good at getting the most out of their prospects and getting the most out of their drafts. But at the end of the day, if you can't do that, you're not going to have success. Really, you're not going to have success in any situation. But at least if you're a big market team, you can just go out and buy, a pitching staff and a couple of key players, and the next thing you're back in the game. Whereas a small market team can't do that. Their margin for error is low. And so when they go and make mistakes in drafts or make mistakes in players or don't develop them the right way. I mean, I want to puke every time I hear Tyler Glass now do an interview and someone asks him what the difference is between what he was doing in Pittsburgh and now. I want to puke because it's pretty clear that they mishandled him. They tried to get him to turn. They tried to take away what he does well as a pitcher to turn him into whatever their philosophy was. And I know there's lots of discussions whether it's pitch to contact or this or that or whatever. But today he's talking about in his interview, he's talking about how maybe he goes to bigger zones that are in the strike zone, and he can make mistakes in those zones with his stuff and know that his stuff is good enough to survive as opposed to trying to pick apart and things of the such. And he talked about, obviously, throwing the ball and trying to throw the ball past guys instead of, letting your fielders do the work. So if you can't do that, and that's what we'll find out about this Pirates organization, this group. The last group couldn't do it. They weren't good at drafting. They weren't good at developing. They hit lightning in a bottle with a couple of players, made a good decision to bring in Russell Martin and A.J. Burnett, had a couple of players left over like Andrew McCutchen, and boom, they were able to make the playoffs a couple of years in a row. But guess what? They were never able to build on that, and when those players were gone, like McCutchen and Burnett and those guys, they were never able to come close to replicating that success. So this group is different. We can't judge them the same way we judge the old group. But frankly, if you're looking for hope in what the Rays do, understand that it's not about the market size. The Dodgers, look at that team and see how many of those guys are drafted and developed by the Dodgers or were traded for as prospects and the Dodgers put them in their system and developed them. They've got a big money team and all that other stuff. I get it. And a lot of times they've filled in with going out and getting big name free agents, but a number of the guys that they've signed to big money deals are guys that they already had, and it was time to sign them as free agents or whatever, and they gave them a big money deal. So Yankees same way. You have to be able to draft. You have to be able to scout internationally, yeah, and know who to sign. You have to be able to trade well, and you have to be able to develop. Pirates haven't been able to do any of that stuff. And that's why comparing them to the Rays is just wrong right now until we see more from this group, Charrington and Shelton and company.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.